a Nazir has to bring three kabonas. He has to bring at the end a chates and oil and shlamim. Still, if he after brings just one carbon and he takes his haircut, the lacher is yotza, that then he's allowed to start eating the wine or the grapes or the wine. So there's a little cooler here. So therefore, I would think la lever leiv about tacher. Maybe you are then its kabonas does not have batacher. Kamash melon yes. This already is here a little bit of a cooler. The run is on the Amud Aleph. The run is. Ran says, "Hoyel b'im gilach alakas mishloshtan chates v'yoylu shlomim sha'anozim maybe." That's the lacha. Nozir has to bring a korban chates v'yoylu shlomim. Now v'chivon de lechemiri. It's not so chomer that you don't have to bring all three of them. If you only bring one of these kabonis and you take your haircut, you're allowed to start drinking wine. So mele here without the hekesh, I would have thought since it's a kal hilchas naziris. Maybe there's no Baal Tachar. Kamash Malon, yes. We have this Hekish now of Naziris. Learn out Naziris from the Dorim that you have a Baal Tachar. Someone says, that's one Teretz. Fiboy Yisrael, another Teretz is like this. My Chidushay, you know what the Chidush is? Mishum Deloy Matfisa Benedim. Like we wanted to say before, that a Nazir, somebody by himself can't be Mekabal upon himself to bring these Kabonis Naziris. It's only if you're a Nazir. But a person that's not a Nazir can't be matfis, can't put upon himself the chiyuv to bring these kabonas. So on this we had a question. I vodik kashaloch chates chaylev. You had a kash, every chates is like that. You eat a carbon chates, if you eat a chaylev, someone that did not eat a chaylev can't bring the carbon. And still that carbon, if you did eat the chaylev, that you have to bring it. If you wait three regolim, you're over about tachar. So the question was, a Nazir should also be over about tachar. Now Lance, you know. Chates chaylev ka'ati l'kapora. I tell you, maybe it's different. A chates of a chaylev, if you eat chaylev, if you have a chiyuv to bring a korban chates, you know why there the Torah says if you wait three regolim, you're over about tachar, because it's a very important korban. You need it for your kapora. You did a chet. The korban now is mechaper. So since it's a kapora for you, that's why the Torah was so makbet to be over about tachar. Ma'ashen kein chates nozir l'mayasya. Chates nozir is not so important. There's no kapora involved. So since there's no kapora involved, therefore I would have thought this chates is different than other kavonas, that somebody else can't put the chiv upon himself. So therefore maybe there's no baal tachar by a regular nozir. Kamash mon the hekish no, a regular nozir, when he has to bring his kavonas, if he waits, gimel regolim, he's also over baal tachar. So what's the chiddush? What's the chilik? That other carbon chates is for kapora, that's why there it's a baal tachar. But the Gemara approved, I'll say not like that. For a chatis yoledis, where a lady gives birth, she also has to bring a chatis. Tloyasila kapara, the yikra of the korban chatis there is not for a kapara. And still there, it's a regular korban chatis, and the locha is, the overallah, mishum baal tachar, if she waits to gimel regolim, and she does not bring a korban chatis, she's over baal tachar. So why should I think that a korban chatis by a nozir should be different than a korban chatis of yoledis? Someone says, no, I'll tell you, he, koshar yelo, lamecha b'kodeshim. By yeledis, the pshat is there, she's a mechusik yipurim. That the time she became, when she gave birth, she was tamei. And the gayet to kodeshim, the tumah does not go away until she brings the korban. She needs a korban to be matar, tikotchim. So therefore, it does something, the Taparan says. Koshar yelo, lamecha b'kodeshim. Kidichsiv, v'chipar ole, hakoyin v'torah. V'yachilas kodeshim mitzvahi. Who are nachilas psochim? The isha nami mechayva. An isha has a chiyuv to eat from the korban pesach. So it's a mitzvah when she eats from it. So there we say she needs a korban to be matar to eat the kodshim. So that's why it's an important thing for her to bring it. Therefore, if she doesn't bring it, she's over about tachar. Masha by a nozer, it's not that way. Once a nozer becomes tor, a nozer will alone can eat kodshim. A nozer doesn't have to bring his korban to be able to eat kodshim. A nozer is not tamei. A nozer has a loch, as he can't drink wine. Adrab, he's not allowed to go to a mace. But a nozer calls the money to nozer, he is allowed to catch him. So therefore, a chatis nozer is not coming to be matarim anything. Therefore, I would have thought this korban is different than other chatois. And maybe the korban chatis, or the korbanos of a nozer, there's no lav of baal tachar. Kamashmal on the hekish, yes. We learn that in the Zeris from the Dorim, that there is a baal tachar for the korbanos of a nozer. Omar, before we learn about this, in the Braisa that brought down that first postik, the Hekish, that it says, Linda Neder, Nozir Lahazir, it says, Nazirus and Nedorim will make a Hekish one to another. So we learn that also. Omar Nedorim, just like the Hekish Nedorim, for av meifa nidra bitoy. If your daughter, even if she's a nara, as long as she's not a begeris yet, the father could be meifa hanadarim. Ubal meifa nidra yishtoy. If your wife makes a neder, dvorim ben olibeno, well, the last perk we'll talk about that, which nedarim, but nedarim that her husband could be meifa. So the Bryce said, af naziris. The same thing by a nazir also is av meifa naziris bitoy. If your daughter is makabla upon herself to become a nazira, the father, when he hears about it, he could be made for it. You don't have to go to a chacham. The father could be made for it by himself. Ubal meifa naziris ishtoy. The same thing when a husband finds out that his own wife was makabla upon herself to become a nazir, a nazira, the lacher is the father, the husband himself, could be made for her naziris. So where's the kasha? Lomali akasha. Why do we need a hekesh for this? Tasi b'mamatzinu. Minadarim? Like, why not? L'chura Naziris starts off through a neder. Naziris is like you accept upon yourself a Kabbalah of Naziris. So in Svara, why would I think Naziris is different than Nadarim? In the Brayse that's Mashma, you need a Hekish for it. Mashma, without the Hekish, without the Limud from the Pasuk, I would not know this. I would think that a father can't be made for his daughter's Naziris. The question, why not? What's the Havim in it? Why would I think Naziris is different than Nadarim? It's like a regular neder Naziris. You makan upon yourself. These Yisurim? So who it's like a neder, why would I think you can't be made for him? Simar says yes. I think like this maybe. Dil magab in nedarim who de mefer. You know why the Torah says by a neder the father has the right to annul it to be made for it. Mishum de lo isle kitsusa. There's no end to a neder. When you make a neder, the son of the nedarim can apply the rest of your life. You say a ray alai that kikas the osir alai loylum. You can make an is a neder that's also to you the rest of your life. That's a hard thing to keep. So there the Torah, like, had rachmanis on the daughter, on the wife, and gave the father, her father, the husband, the right to be made for the nedarim. Avol gabi nezirus, the yisle kitzutza, the stam nezirus lamad yoyim. Nezirus has a kitzus, has an end to it. A normal nezirus, you say a raya lai nazir, it's only for 30 days. So 30 days is not so bad. Same aloy, maybe here the Torah did not give the father the right to be made for the daughter or his wife's nezirus. Kamash Malon, you need a hekesh taker to say yes. That even in the pasture of Naziris also, the father has the right to be made for it. Iran says, Mishum Yisle Kitsutsa, Hilkach Dinu Sheyefer, Sir Titzai Bevesay Alomis. We don't want your daughter to have such bad sour or your wife. Mashenke Naziris has an end to it, therefore we're not makbid. Torah would be makbid maybe. The Chitayim of the Rani is, keep with the Naziris, Isle Kitzutza, Nakashtam Nadarim Naziris, name of Stam Nadarim Shloshim Yoyim. Why don't we say in this Hekesh then, just like Stam Naziris is 30 days, maybe your Stam Nedra is also only 30 days. Then he says, Laysa. The Loshen Nedra Kuddle Nidra Hegdish. A Nedra also means a Nidra Hegdish. But Nidra Issa, the Chiba Nidra Hegdish, less like Kitzutza, Shem Nakash Vemel Mizbeach, Kitch Shalomis, that you Issa Nam, the Kavosa, the Shapa Dam, the Kushin Adarim Adodi. That usually when you makdish an animal, when you make it hegdish, the hegdish is chal oilam void. So usually in the dorm you mean to ask for something oilam void. So this we don't learn that in the dorm from Naziris. Naziris is 30 days, but avad in the dorm minastam is oilam void. So if I would have thought a father could be made for only in the dorm, not Naziris, kamashm on this hekish, that even Naziris also the father or the husband could be made. Then the Mishnah now goes to explain the chiddush of Yodis. That we start off saying the lashon of Nadarim, even though you did not end off, it's also called an Issur Neder. Hoi melech aveira mudrani. Somebody says to Schavra mudra moser to you. So let's look at the Mishnah again. The first Mishnah said like this. The Lashon of the Mishnah was, Hoi melech aveira mudrani mimcho. I am like a neder to you, from you. Or else mufreshani mimcho. I'm separated from you. Or else murchani mimcho. I'm going to be a distance from you. And then our Mishnah goes continuing, She'eni oich l'cho, I'm not going to eat from you, and She'eni tein l'cho, I won't taste from you. Is osur, even though you did not say that the food is osur alai, you did not say the food is osur like a korban, you didn't end off with the Lashon Issa, still it's chal, the Issa neder is chal. But our Mishnah says two things. He said, Mudrani mefreshani mrukani, that's one thing like, and also he said, She'eni oich l'cho, She'eni toyim. He said two things. Now Gemara's Mesupik, we have to have both of them or not. Gemara says like this. Omar Shmuel says, "Bekulam atchiyoyme sheni yechlecho." That after our Mishnah says this is called the Yad, and you talk Osir, it's only if you say Mudrani Mufreshani, and you also have to say sheni yechlecho, I won't eat from you, and sheni toyim lecho, I won't taste from you. So first, mashmam that Shmuel means to say, if you don't say this, if you don't end off saying she'eni yechol she'eni toyim, you just say mufreshanim ruchani, that means nothing. That's not even called the yad. Mufreshanim is nothing. Stam, you want to be separated. Maybe it means you don't want to look at him. But just that lashon alone, we would not know you mean to make his food aser on you. Therefore, you bedavka have to also add and say at least she'eni yechlecho. I don't want to eat from you. Even though you didn't say lashon issa yet, you didn't say lashon kekarbin. That's the chiddush we ended off for you. It's a yad. But it's not called a yad unless you also say she'eni yechlecho. I don't want to eat from you, or I don't want to taste from you. But if you just say murashani mincho, I want to be separated from you, that means nothing. That's not a lashon iser neder. That's what Shmuel's saying. This is Maria Sakashi Mace, we have a kasha on you. The Bryce says, Mudirani Mimchok, I want to be Mudir, I want to be Yosef from you. Mufreshanim Mimcho, I want to be separated from you. Murukhanim Mimcho, I want to be far away from you. Is a Reza Yosef. So Bryce's mashmur, with these lashonis alone, you become us, you can't eat from his food. And then another case is, Sheni Yechlecho, the person says, I don't want to eat from you. Sheni Toymlecho, I don't want to taste from you. The Bryce says, I raise Yosef. So Kurtz mashmur, each one of these cases are cases by itself. Not like Shmuel. You don't have to say both together, Murav Shani Mimcho and Eni Yechlecho. Mashm, either one of them by itself is also a Lashon of a Neder. Murav Shani Mimcho alone means you want to be separated from him with the Nisa Neder. And Sheni Yechlecho means I don't want to eat from you. That means that your food should be yosed to me with a Neder. Mashm, each one by itself is enough, not like Shmuel. Alright, turn over. The Gemara says like this. Awesome. So, must Hachi come? No, Shmuel answered like this. Hachi Ketoni. This is what the Braisa means to say. The Med of Armamurim. When is it good? If you say Rav Shani Mimcha, when is it good? Be'yoyme Shen Yech Lecha. Shen Yitayim Lecha. The Shmuel will say, no, the Braisa is saying the same thing he's saying. The Braisa starts off, Rav Shani Mimcha, Murachani Mimcha Zasa. Then the Braisa means Tehran, but the Med of Armamurim. When do we say this? That if you say Rav Shani Mimcho, I want to be separated from you, you mean to ask for his fruit on you, only if you end off and say, Shein Yech Lecho, or else Shein Yitrein Lecho. So it'll be like Shmuel. For the Gemara, no, Votan Yipcha, we learn not like this. Another Braisa says, Shein Yech Lecho, we learn the opposite way. That if a person says, Shein Yech Lecho, I don't want to eat from you. Shein Yitrein Lecho, I don't want to taste from you. Is also, your mama shav and isa neder, you're not allowed to eat his food. This is the yad, even though you didn't say a lashon, his food is also to you, kakarbin, we end off for you, that's a lashon of yad. Now, another case is, mudrani mimcho, rufshani mimcho, memruchani mimcho, hareza also. So here you can't say, like the met of amurim, because you start off saying first, sheni echlecho, mashma, that by itself was enough. And then it says another case is by itself, murufshani mimcho. So here's mashma, clearly each one by itself was enough to make a yad, to make it osa. Not like Shmuel. Shmuel says, no. Tani hochi, learn the price like this. Ukvar oma mudrani, enechanami. When it says sheni toim, and then it says mudrani, it doesn't mean two separate cases. It says, taki, a person said sheni toim. I'm not going to taste from him. But you know when that's a yad? The medavim amurim, if he already said before this, murach kanim imoch, or murach shanim imoch. So Mela could be like Shmuel still, that you have to badafke say a yad means, we'll see the sugi later, that's called the yad mechiach, that you have to speak out, I want to be separated from you, and I don't want to eat from your food. That's called the good yad. But if you don't say these two things, it's no good. Like what do we need two brises for? They're both saying the exact same thing. It's one question. Another question is, osur osur lomali lamisni. If the Braisa means the medvar mamurim, it's like one big case there, so why does the Braisa say the word is osa two times? It's mashma with the two separate cases. First it says, Murvshani mimcho, Ruchani mimoch, is a raise the osa. So mashma, that alone makes it osa. And then it says again, Sheni yoich lecho, Sheni toim lecho, a raise the osa. Since it said a raise the osa two times separately, it's mashma not like Shmuel. Mashma, each loshen by itself is called a yad that will end off for you, loshen nether. So Mela, it's a kasha and Shmuel. From these brises, it's a kasha and Shmuel. So Moshe Zaynach Nami, that's not what Shmuel meant. Elo Rama Shmuel. Shmuel meant to say like this. The opposite. Taima diyoma sheni yoich lecho. Sheni toyin lecho. Hu di osa v'chaveri muta. Our Mishnah is saying that your osa, you can't eat your friend's food. but your friend is allowed to eat from your food. It's only like you're making your friend's food also to you with another. When do we say that? Only if you said Sheni Toin Lecho. Or as you said, Mudrani Mimcho, Murav Shani Mimcho, Murav Kani Mimoch. That taka would be yosa by itself. But if you only say that lashon by itself, we know what will be then. You would be yosa and he would be yosa. It's like both together, you're offering your food on him and his food on yourself. When do we say that only your yosa, not your friend, if you speak out and say, Sheni Yochlecho? Then you're explaining yourself. What do you mean to say? That I can't eat from you, and not that you can't eat from me. That's what Shmuel means to say. When do we say only he's us and not his friend? Because he ended off, Sheni Yochlecho. Then, who the Yosef, the Chavere Mutter?